Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In an era where the last whispers of wildlife fade into the relentless grind of thermal engines, where greens are shadowed by grays, humanity has been scrambling for solace, searching for an oasis in a land ubiquitously barren. Mankind's Last Eden, a virtual mirage, portrays the final stronghold of natural beauty. Not beneath the gold of the sun, but behind the cold glow of screens, imagine, if you will, a room. A singular, unadorned room where a myriad of cables creep like ivy, culminating in a sanctuary of blinking lights and virtual projections. Here lies Eden, or rather a meticulously crafted pixelated paroxysm of it. A simulated paradise, echoing with digital bird calls, waterfalls cascading in an endless loop, and trees swaying in a silicone breeze. This is what we are left with. A facade of Mother Nature, an escape for those who can no longer witness the real outside their hermetically sealed habitats. Our previous encounter with the concept of technological grandeur, the mirage of modernity, shed a bitter light on our crumbling civilization's legacy. If technology once promised salvation, now only delivers a hollow retreat. In this virtually engineered Eden, people are mere spectators, passive and desensitized, ensconced in a manipulated reality that neuters true sensation and connection. Virtual reality, the centerpiece of today's technological dopamine, is both salvation and narcotic, a window to nature without the warmth of the sun or the chill of the wind. The irony stands as bitter as the acid rain outside. In seeking to design machines and systems to protect ourselves from our environmental misdeeds, we have cordoned off the very essence of life we aim to preserve. We are custodians of a graveyard, maintaining virtual lifeblood through the tendrils of data and AI simulators, while the bones of our planet lay bare in the stark light of a dying star. Even in this twilight of existence, we find spaces for human ingenuity, albeit skewed. Video game developers, now revered as the ultimate architects, sell patches of virtual forests at prices that would have once bought acres of the Amazon. A walk in the woods, a dive in the ocean, such simple pleasures that were once the birthright of every soul, are now commoditized, a luxury to be experienced by the few who can afford the layers upon layers of subscription-based existence. Artists, too, find new mediums in the catastrophe. They weave together lines of code into blossoms and program the wind. Yet is this creation or merely imitation? Does it kindle the human spirit or merely extinguish our flame, softly, unresisted, under the pretense of preservation? The facade, however, isn't bulletproof. Reports of disillusioned youths hacking into virtual reserves to free the artificial fauna, disrupting the tranquil false ecosystems, serve as a reminder of rebellion. They resist the gentle tyranny of virtuality and revive the feral chaos we have quenched with our technologies. Echoes of environmental activism persist, not with placards and shouts, but with keystrokes and cyber raids, disrupting the perfect illusion to reveal the afflicted horizon beyond. The endgame unveils itself not with a bang, but with a mute submission to pixelated somnolence. Do we find respite in this new universe, or do we yearn for therapeutic mud between our toes and the embrace of a real ocean wave? As we resign to our Empyrean projection, we are left to ponder, what becomes of the soul in a world where nature is but an echo, a silent scream in the boundless web of the universe?